Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, this is something you need to know, because you're always going to at least go on one first date, I would imagine. A lot of you going on a bunch of them. So the survey asks, okay, what foods are the best to order on a first date? And I'm wondering, okay, I got you fine people in the room. First date, what do you think is the best food to order on a first date?
Easy. Foot-long hot dog.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait. For her.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you setting unreasonable expectations at that point?
I'll order a taco, she orders the brat, and we're good to go. No, I don't. I'm trying, first thing, wow. First date food.
Surprising answer. Yeah.
That's a good question. And definitely not pasta, like spaghetti, because it gets a little too messy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to think, like, messy's probably not a good idea.
And garlicky.
Oh, all that's right. A good point. Yeah.
Okay. So nothing pasta-y, messy, or garlicky. All right. So far,
sushi.
We haven't. Sushi. Let's see if sushi's on the list. I don't think so, because they're saying you should avoid a lot of fish stuff, including sushi on this list. No mussels, no sushi, no crab, no lobster, no
prawn,
tuna steak. Wow. No prawns.
Obviously,
wow.
If I'm doing sushi, you've got to make sure that the person that you're going on the date with likes sushi. Otherwise, you're like, well, do you like the children's teriyaki platter that they could give you or something like that? I mean, like, you know.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
What's that?
You really should never pick a weird food, because people are always trying to be accommodating. And therefore, they would say yes. Like your wife. Didn't your wife say she liked a certain thing
she liked mussels. And then I find out later on, after we went to The Rock and I got it as an appetizer. And then like months later, she goes, I don't like mussels at all. I did it just because I didn't want to upset you.
And
I
was like, and you went, that's the first thing you did. That was that your first date? You ordered mussels.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Well, there was an appetizer. I was like, do you like mussels? She said, yes. I'm like, perfect. Let's get some mussels.
See, that's why you never order weird stuff and ask
them
if they like it.
What's so weird about mussels?
Well, I think it's weird for a first date, because not everybody digs mussels. It's not weird altogether. But for a first date, I agree. There's just certain foods you don't order because you don't know how people really feel, and they're not going to tell you the truth because they want to be accommodating.
I feel like a lot of people would think like oysters or mussels, because aren't oysters an aphrodisiac? But they're very awkward to eat.
Oh, but they're fun to slurp.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Nothing better on a first date than a big slurp sesh.
You know, you really are a fortunate man.
I didn't do oysters. I did mussels. It was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you and your slurp fest.
You don't slurp mussels. You have a little fork and you pick it out. And
Thanks for the pantomime.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for showing me, because I was concerned. I didn't know exactly how to do it, but you showed me.
All right. Well, I'm glad now you guys know. Enjoy your mussels.
Enjoy your mussels.
I think like chicken wings would be tough, even though I love chicken wings, but your fingers are all messy, and that's like, then you're sucking on your fingers, and that can get weird.
Well, just go for the boneless ones, and you'll be fine.
Then you're just getting chicken nuggets.
Yeah, oysters. And by the way, Vicky, oysters are the number one food to avoid, they say. Even though you would think they would be the aphrodisiac. Or maybe it sends the wrong message. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, really? You trying to get me in the mood? His first damn date? Give me oysters?
I would think oysters would be a fun first date. Like, you've never tried, have you ever tried oysters before? Let's go try them. Yeah. Especially if you like them. It's kind of like, hey, bringing you into my world.
Plus, like, then you know how adventurous they are.
Yeah.
If they're willing to try something they've never tried before.
Okay, you guys obviously should not be in charge of first dates.
Well, thankfully, I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Yeah, right. you're both of you are very fortunate. Did you, Danny, on your first dates, you do oysters?
No, pizza.
Pizza seems like that's a good go-to.
Yeah, like you would have to do pizza.
You know what I hate about this? It is the number one thing. I knew, you know, I saw it on the list, and I thought, damn, dude, stupid Danny's going to go, you know what you should do is pizza.
Well, pizza's a perfect choice.
That's the go-to. I mean,
it's Danny's every choice for everything. Do you need a good food? Do you need something because you're incontinent? True. Do you need something for the baby? Everything is pizza. Yeah. That's his answer for everything. You know what? Do you need a suppository? Pizza!
But it's a safe food to get. If you don't like pizza, then they're probably not even like a human being. They're probably like an alien.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you should probably just end that date anyway.
You can either go buy the slice at some places or at least half and half a pizza. So even if they have different tastes than you can still enjoy it together.
Or like pizza places have like calzones, so you can just do your own thing.
All right. Well, you know what, Steve? Pasta was on the list, but it was more manageable pasta. Lasagna, they say, is a good first date.
Yeah, spaghetti is the one I'm really thinking. Like, that gets a little... Yeah. That could get a little messy, and I don't want to, like squirt it with sauce or something.
And I hate to say this, but they're saying chicken wings is also pretty good for a first date. And you said you didn't think chicken wings... And I'm with you, Steve. They seem pretty messy. So it's weird that chicken wings made it, unless because everybody loves chicken, and maybe... You know, you're sort of getting more casual, more real, or more relaxed because you're eating with your fingers, and maybe that breaks breaks a little bit of the tension.
But that's part of why I wouldn't, because I mean, I channel my inner savage when I'm eating chicken wings. Like, I'm ripping them apart, I'm sucking on them, I'm licking my fingers. Like, it's not a sight to see, especially if you're trying to impress somebody.
I mean, unless it's me.
Yeah. But if it's like, same with lobster, like I'm cracking it, or crab, I'm cracking the shell, I'm shoving it in my face, like, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't seem very impressive to someone that you've never met before.
I know. It lets you know exactly what kind of person you are, though.
A pure mess, yes.
I guess the difference is that it's not the messiness factor of all the crab and lobster, but maybe just that not everybody's into crab and lobster, but who's not into chicken? That's the only thing I can think of, because I'm with you, Steve. It seems as messy, and you kind of don't want to look like a savage, and eating crab, lobster, and chicken wings kind of makes you look like a savage, so maybe it's just that chicken's a more universally liked food?
Mm-hmm. Well, and with crab and lobster, your fingers smell like it the rest of the night. Yeah. Like, I've tried to do lobster and literally just smell like fish for the entire rest of the
night. Oh, that's
like,
not
no
a good
matter smell. How much you do.
Yeah, it's like, not great.
So at that point, with chicken wings, I mean, your fingers might be stained, but they're not going to smell.
And then it's just awkward throughout the day. You keep smelling your fingers, and they're like, what is going on here? What's up? Or you go, hey, can you smell my fingers? Does it smell like fish?
Wow. Okay, this is disturbing.
First and last date.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, the good news for most dudes is that what's coming out on top of this list of foods that you should actually order on a first date are all good dude foods.
Dude foods. Burgers?
Dude
foods.
Yes,
sir. That's number two.
Nice.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Burgers and fries. Can you really go wrong with that?
No.
Unless you're dating a vegan.
Well, most places now have the Impossible Burgers or the Beyond Meat Burgers, so that the option is there.
Which is awesome.
And then you look thoughtful.
Huh. Here's what I would say to any vegans out there. If you're going to go, if you're dating somebody and you don't know if they're a vegan or not, then you've got to either A, let everybody know what's up, or B, not be a pain in the ass. Because you're the one deciding a date outside of your people. You know what I mean? You're dating outside of your vegan people.
You think you're vegan people?
Yeah, I mean,
they
seriously.
They live on vegan island.
Exactly. Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, look, I know people that will not date outside their vegan island. I mean, it's like if you're not a vegan or you're not a vegetarian, like whatever their thing is, they're like, I'm not dating that person. You got to be on board.
Well, that's no fun. The fun part is trying to convince them to try some meat.
Oh, that's the fun part for you.
Hey,
try this.
It's good.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, are you vegan? Would you like some meat?
See, it's the ultimate first date. I mean, I can see that right off the bat. He's just giving him oysters. He's giving him mussels. And the vegan is just like, okay.
But it's not like 2000 anymore. Like, I mean, here we are in 2021. It's like every restaurant seems to have a vegan option.
Or at least like a garden burger or something.
They should have
like
something.
That.
Something that they can make. And that's not just a salad.
And that's why you like Daniel's, because also on the list is steak. They say steak is a good first date thing, and Daniel's has a vegan option.
A vegan? You sound like my parents.
That's a vegan. What's up? Yeah, a vegetarian or vegan option. They got it.
Mm-hmm. They have a whole menu for it.
Salad is also a good first date situation.
Ugh.
Yeah, you don't have friends with salad.
Wow.
Who's getting a salad for dinner?
If I'm most, going to Red Robin, I'm getting the crispy chicken salad, and I'm adding all the bad stuff to it.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like a salad.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's like a pretend. That's like a taco salad. I mean, okay.
Exactly.
Is that really a salad?
There's lettuce in it.
Right?
Well, there's a crouton. That has to be healthy, right?
On a first date, a lot of people like to, you know, like, oh, I'll just have a salad, you know, so I can see why it's, you know, it's a thing.
Oh, so Wendy from Auburn brings up a good point about shellfish. She says you should stay away from it, not only because of the smell, but because of the potential for something bad. Get sick from shellfish poisoning on the first date.
Oh, good call.
I had a friend that every time he ate oysters, he would need the bathroom like 30 minutes later. And it wasn't food poisoning. I know she's talking food poisoning.
It just ran right through him.
Something about, the oysters made him just want, like, have to go to the bathroom. And he was like, never, never again.
Oh, I thought, like, he kept going and getting it. I'm like, why is he a glutton for punishment?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he liked the taste of him, but yeah.
Yeah. I like that ice cream is also on this list and a chocolate brownie. You know what? I'm all for that.
What about popsicles?
I'm getting them Otter Pops for this
popsicles
week.
Popsicles and bananas Steve wants on his first date.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
We're going in this great, it's brats, bananas, and popsicles. It's the latest trend.
This one makes me sad because it's so tasty. Because I feel like if you were, I don't know, having a first date in October and you decided to go to a pumpkin patch or, you know, take a hayride, this is always available. And they're saying don't do it. Corn on the cob.
Oh, just because it's so messy and gets stuck in your teeth.
Stuck in your teeth.
And
it's
all that.
So good, though. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it squirts.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. I mean,
really?
Wow. Like a juicy corn on the cob, sometimes you take a bite and it's like,
yeah.
Depending on how they cook it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What about a giant turkey leg? Can that be?
Yeah, if you're going to the fair, you have to get that.
If you're at a Ren fair. Again, if you're at the first dates at a Ren fair, you should expect a giant turkey leg to be had, right?
That would be so awesome. First date, just giant turkey legs need cheers.
That would be fantastic. I'm all for it. I say we do it. Well, you know what? What we've known is that Danny, again, would be the ultimate first date because what he loves so much in the world is the number one thing you're supposed to get. And we know that Steve is a very fortunate man where his vegan wife put up with him and his muscles on the first date.
Well, she wasn't vegan at the time, so it wasn't like she was breaking her veganism to eat a muscle.
Any chance you probably sent her in that direction with the muscles on the first date?
100% chance, yes.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I need to avoid these situations. I'm just going to cut off all meat.
That's it. It's over.
This guy is suggesting some weird ass.
He really is. We had some cops that were called because a couple had a fight over s'mores. They had a fight over. I'll tell you what happened at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A 54-year-old guy in South Carolina called the cops on Saturday because he said his 45-year-old girlfriend of 2 weeks had assaulted him during an argument.
Uh-oh.
2 weeks in, and you're getting assaulted? Might be time to end this relationship.
Oh, is that a warning sign?
Yeah, I think that might be.
Is that what the kids call it?
Yeah.
Now, here's the weird thing. Is this argument apparently was over how to make s'mores. That delicious treat. How can this end in an argument? I mean, it's you're talking, you're about to go to delicious promised land with all these wonderful ingredients over a fire or a microwave, however you want to do it.
So what was the argument? I mean, and please tell me the police report at least gave us the information behind like what they were arguing about. Like who had what style of making a s'mores over the other? I mean,
and this is bad reporting, Steve, because they don't have it. We don't know if they were arguing about how to make them or whether they should make them at all. We don't know why. We just know the s'mores were the center of the argument. But you're right. This is frustrating that we don't know what it was about.
I feel like we could all agree that the argument wasn't about whether or not to make them at all. I think nobody's opposed to s'mores.
I don't know. So. Is it possible that that's what it was? Is one of them said, they're disgusting. And,
you're disgusting.
And then all of a sudden, blows supposedly ensued. Now, the woman says she never hit the guy, and that's what she told the cops when they got there. He said, oh, yeah, oh, no, she hit me. And they're like, all right, well, we see no signs of that, sir. There are no bruises, there's no marks, nothing to really back up your story. So they could not arrest her. They didn't have the evidence. And again, the story doesn't tell us if they broke up or if they're trying to work through it. What's part of the s'mores was the reason for the argument? I mean, this is really a very bad news story as far as their reporting goes.
Is there multiple ways to make s'mores?
Well, yeah. Microwave. Yeah. You can heat them in the oven. You can put them over a fire.
I was just going to say with different ingredients, because the last time I went camping, one of the people we went with brought all sorts of different things, including Heath bars, peanut butter cups, and just different types of chocolate.
Okay, they're stepping up their game now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were legit about this.
I don't know how I feel about that, because I just feel like the tradition is the three ingredients is all you need, and it's got to be Hershey's chocolate.
Ah, screw your tradition. Go nuts.
Yeah, but if you want to put nuts on it too, why not?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I think that you guys should try the s'mores dip version. It's where you put it in a skillet and you put chocolate and marshmallows, just put it in the oven, you eat it, you scoop it up with the graham crackers.
That sounds amazing.
It's perfect.
Oh, s'mores dip. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, so is it just like melted chocolate in there, or do they actually have like a pudding or a fudge brownie? Or
the ones I was seeing, they just did chocolate chips and they melted it down.
Oh my god,
that's the way to go. I mean, you've got to do chocolate. Yeah,
awesome.
It's very healthy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially
it saves time. It does save time. You don't have to sit and roast it all. Whatever, you just get to do the dip.
If someone showed up with that as their, like, you know, everyone usually brings like a dish or some alcohol, whatever it may be, to a party, that person will forever be invited to a party. I don't even care if they like. Yeah, had an accident on my couch. Like they bring the s'mores dip, you're always getting invited back.
By the way, you very well could have an accident on your couch with this, because, and it will look like you did, because you could drop that everywhere. That chocolate smudges everywhere.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I'm encouraging someone to have an accident on my couch, but I'm just saying, how do you pass up on the person that shows up with the s'mores dip?
Yeah, right.
And I think you got to keep it heated, right? Won't the chocolate harden again? You know, so it's one of those things where if they bring it to your house, they almost have to make it at your house.
Or you can get like a little candle type thing,
or like a crock pot or something like that. Yeah,
oh, crock pot's not a bad call. I was thinking like those candles that keep like your food warm.
Was it the chafing dishes?
Oh, a sterno, like a sterno candle.
Yeah,
or chafing dish. I think is what. Yeah, I think that's what they call them.
Chafing is like the chub rub. I didn't know that's actually also
a chub rub dish. Yeah, bring a chub rub dish.
Okay,
yeah,
fine. You put that between your thighs.
Yeah,
if I want to dip into that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a special kind of dip.
That's it.
Someone said s'mores are good with York peppermint patties.
Yeah, that was another one of the ingredients on that.
I think I'd rather go like an Andy's mint.
I'm not sure how I feel about all of these, DIY versions. I kind of think old school with the graham crackers, marshmallow, and the Hershey chocolate.
You can't knock it until you tried it. And I know you're a sweets guy, so I feel you got to do it for science.
Well, here's what I will tell people. And again, when you mix all these things together, you know, the flavor palette gets thrown out the window. Whereas I don't think you can taste certain stuff anymore. Like, I don't think you can taste the flavor of the graham cracker if you're throwing all these mints and all these nuts in there. Like, the graham cracker has its own sweetness, but it doesn't get outdone by the marshmallow. And then the chocolate has its own flavor. That's why it's so brilliant. The three work so well together. You put other stuff in there. Well, you're upsetting, like, mint is just too powerful. I think you're going to miss another flavor because the mint wrecks everything out.
But to go back to, like, Danny's love for pizza. I love a cheese pizza, but I'm also going to enjoy like a barbecue chicken pizza.
Well, that's different. But the point is you're taking stuff off and throwing stuff on and creating a whole new flavor palette. Barbecue chicken pizza is delicious, but you're not competing against like mozzarella and tomato sauce, because they do a little bit of a different thing, you know, with the barbecue. You know what I mean? They take some stuff off and put some new stuff on. But you're going to have the graham cracker, the mint, the marshmallow, the Reese's peanut butter cup. I mean, the nuts. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like, what are you tasting? I don't think you can taste half of it.
Deliciousness. That's what you're tasting.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I know. You guys think that way, but
you can still have your plain old boring s'more, which is still delicious. Oh, but then also you can step it up and maybe sprinkle some those little mini Reese's peanut butter cups on it or something.
I feel like my Top Chef expertise is just wasted on you guys. I've watched so much of that show. You know, I really know a lot about food now.
Or somebody said even just use cookie butter instead of
wow,
Biscoff cookie butter for the s'mores instead of a chocolate bar.
Okay. Wait, why not both? Wait a second. So they put the graham cracker. The Biscoff, you will never taste a graham cracker. At that point, don't even bother having the graham cracker.
Why are you so focused on the graham cracker? It's like the weakest part of a s'more.
Oh, not at all.
It basically just holds everything together.
Yeah.
The graham cracker's got a great flavor with all of that, though. It's a nice little hint of that graham flavor. But you ruined it. I mean, look, Biscoffs are fantastic. So but don't even use...
And this is how the argument started. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
This is how it is.
I mean, Vicky looks like she wants to punch you.
I'm going to punch you.
That's exactly what happened.
Vicky, you know about flavor. You know about flavor palates, though, Vicky. You know that certain foods you just can't taste them if you
palate guy. Watch the Food Network.
If I'm eating s'mores,
I saw Gordon Ramsay once. I have a flavor palate.
If I'm eating s'mores, all I care about is it getting into my mouth. I don't care about anything else. Just the marshmallow and the chocolate and then the crunch of the graham cracker. I just want it in my mouth.
You guys are savages. This is why you can't have a nice meal. I'm not ever going to take you guys to a nice restaurant because you're not going to appreciate it.
The nice restaurant that serves s'mores? They serve s'mores at Canlis?
There are some restaurants that had they have their fancy s'mores. I forget where the heck I was. It might have been out of state. It was a fancy restaurant, and they did their own take, like a deconstructed s'more, and it was delicious. So, I mean, the fancy ones, they understand what's up.
But did they use the actual Hershey's chocolate, or did they use some other kind of chocolate?
I didn't grill the chef, but I'll tell you this. They were professionals. They knew what to mix and what not to mix. They weren't heathens with your peppermint patty, is all I'm saying.
A deconstructed s'mores for $50. I'm guessing.
As opposed to free at a campsite.
Right, exactly. Like a dollar for each ingredient, so $3 at the dollar store.
So instead, BJ, you don't know what you're talking about. You've never had a Reese's peanut butter cups, or hands down the best s'mores ever. It's a game changer.
All right, well, I would argue that you cannot taste the graham cracker anymore if you're going, let me see, the Reese's, the peanut butter, it's possible you still can. I won't discount a Reese's by itself in place of the Hershey's. That could work well. I feel like, the peanut butter is its own flavor. It may not overpower anything else. I'm willing to give that a try.
This person says they replace the graham crackers with a waffle cone, place it in the fire, cook it to perfection.
I'm in. Let's do this.
I'm willing to try.
I won't argue with that.
But it's not a graham cracker.
Well, my point being is that you can't use the graham cracker if you're going to use all the other stuff. And the waffle cone, though, you are in danger, but you usually waffle cones.
In danger of what?
Well, not being able to taste them. The idea is that you're going to have the calories. I want to taste what I'm eating. Otherwise, what am I putting those calories in my body for? But waffle cones have, that ice cream delivery system. So there's a great chance a waffle cone will still be able to be tasted in the midst of all the other s'more stuff you put on there. Look, I can't help it if you don't understand my expertise, but having watched all those episodes of Top Chef.
This texture's helped me put it in better mindset. Is that effing old people and their traditions. All right.
That's true. Yeah. Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm going to tell you this, if you're going to be savages, you're going to be savages. What can I tell you? Age does not know savagery and vice versa. There's a lot of old savages out there.
Team savage.
Now we need to just have a smorgasbord of just s'mores.
A charcuterie board of s'mores.
Just different kinds. Peanut butter ones.
Yeah, you're done.
Salted caramel ones.
Yes. Yeah.
This would be the weekend to do it.
We need to
be outside.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Start a fire in your backyard and just go.
Yeah, do it. You don't even need to. Just put them in your backyard. They'll make themselves.
Basically, this weekend.
Just put it on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Man. Well, we can all agree that we love s'mores in whatever way, shape, or form. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, you switch out the Hershey's with Godiva. It's a game changer.
All right, I'm not going to argue with that. You're going chocolate for chocolate. Again, that works for me.
Chocolate for chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, look, you just have, you got to, I like to taste my desserts, and if there's multiples, I got to know which one to eat in which order, or you won't taste them because you'll be oversweetened by something else.
One time I said my daughter suggested using Oreos instead of graham crackers, and they were amazing.
Oreos, and then the rest.
Yep.
Ooh, boy, oh boy, that's interesting. Well, if he said they were amazing.
Says it's not good.
I don't know. It's again, it's tough to tell. It really is. But you know what? If they say it's good, I mean, because the Oreo's a chocolate flavor. Then are you putting chocolate on the chocolate, and then you're putting marshmallow on the chocolate cream? Like, what are you tasting at that point? I don't know if you can taste everything.
Well, what about sushi? Like, you know, sometimes you got a bunch of crazy stuff on top of your sushi roll, but it's still delicious. I don't know if I'm necessarily like, did I taste the little bit of green onions in there?
Sushi, marshmallow, and chocolate's terrible, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
That's a good point.
Rev has got a really good
brown
point.
Brown rice, I think it's okay, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And you can't taste a graham cracker when you have the eel on there. You just can't.
But I all like a salmon nigiri, which is just fish and rice, as much as I'll like, you know, a mountain roll of Trappers or something like that, where it's got like a heap of stuff on top of it.
I gotta be honest, Steve. I mean, the way you hoover that stuff in, I'm not sure you're even tasting anything.
Yeah, did you have any flavors with that?
Yeah, I taste awesomeness.
I mean, really.
What does that taste like? I'm like, awesomeness.
What does the plate taste like? Because I feel like that also is being eaten because of the amount of sushi that you get over there. You know, it's a good little, I'm getting a little flavors of porcelain on the palate. Well, listen, sushi's good. I mean, well, sushi's good. S'mores are good. There's no argument here. No one's going to get a fist to the face over this.
Unless you're in a relationship of 2 weeks. That is the game changer. That's like, okay, maybe we should not be dating. You punched me over s'mores.
Yeah. Or you lied about me punching you over s'mores and called the cops on me. Like, either way, I don't know who's guilty there. But if really she did not assault him and he went through all that drama to get the cops there to try to get her in trouble, I hope she's like, yeah, it's over, buddy. You're an idiot. I'm out. One way or the other, it's not a healthy start. 2 weeks in and the cops are at your house over s'mores battle. You both need to walk. You both need to go, you know what? It's not going to work. There's just no way this is going to get better.
Yeah, usually that doesn't end with, and that's when I realized I loved her.
She called the cops on me.
That's the thing about that is that, you know, if they could just sit in front of like a people's court jury of their peers, or I would say just a jury of normal people, because normal people, that doesn't ever happen, let alone 2 weeks into the relationship where the cops are called on you. Yourselves.
I think about like my friends, like they'll share experiences. I never want to like say you should date that person, not date that person, break up with that person, whatever it may be. But I feel like that would be the situation where I'm comfortable enough to be like, look, she punched you or called the cops on you because of a fight over s'mores. You're only 2 weeks in on this. I say you cut your losses and find someone new.
And let me ask you this. Do you then go home, look in the mirror and go, wow, one of my friends just had the cops called on them for having a fight over s'mores and a punch battle? Why is that person my friend? Like, you know what I mean? I start evaluating my life going, I don't know anybody that's had anything this ridiculous happen to them really? 2 weeks into a relationship.
I'm sure you have, and you might not even know it because they don't tell you.
It's a good thing they don't tell me because they wouldn't be my friend anymore.
Yeah, but I've had lots of friends have really bad relationships. I'm just like, you clearly are terrible at picking relationships. But like, you hope that eventually after a couple of misses that they'll hit a home run in the next attempt.
You mean 2 weeks in, this kind of a dumb thing? That's what I'm saying. You're right, Steve. Stuff happens, but usually it happens.
Not on this level, no. But
yeah,
but I
mean,
definitely.
Not this early and this stupid. I mean, it's like later on I could see maybe 6 months
in.
I'm
not going to question their friendship. Now, if they were the one that was doing the assault, then I'd be like, dude, what's wrong with you, man? Like, I don't know if I can hang with you. You're hitting people. Because
there's that.
S'more. But if they had a bad relationship with someone who's got a little wacky or psycho on them, I'm not going to judge them for that.
Yeah, I kind of sit there and go, I don't know. I mean, I'm all of a sudden look at that person different. Like, how do you get, and it's, you know, there's only a couple people in my life where these things seem to happen to, Steve. Like, these things don't happen to everybody. But, you know, there's that one person that you know that things like this happen and more things like this just continue to happen to them.
Now, if they're not willing to put a peanut butter cup on a s'mores, then I have to really rethink my friendship.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
They're bad at making decisions in life.
Well, and of course, yeah, and you guys, and Vicky with her comments, and there's no way. I'm starting to rethink her even being on the show where she doesn't want to have a nice little s'mores dessert. She wants to go get $3 thing over here. Come on. I mean, I want to be with classy people in my life. Okay? I'm not sure.
Why the hell are you doing a show with us?
I know. Well, why do you think this is, who's love? Every day I'm looking in the mirror, Steve. Every day. All right. Well, there you go. Let her press Danny. All right. Well, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In the card game Blackjack, what two values does the ace have?
11 and 1.
Yes.
11.
Peach.
11.
Like I said, every day I'm looking in the mirror. Every day. Evaluating my situation. Hey, you want a shot at beating Steve? Well, you know you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.